All right, check one, test. Test one, check. Check, test. All right, listen, we are live tonight, and August 6, 2016. Broadcasting live on WWCR tonight. Shouts out to everybody on the radio network that still has a radio, okay? Which I think we'll probably be going back to that realm soon because, you know, we are in strange times. I will tell you this, last week going on, but the week before that broadcast, a lot of people downloaded that broadcast. It spread to a lot of different folks. People put it on YouTube also, and a lot of downloads, thousands of downloads. And I'm like, you know what? There's a lot of folks, I imagine, why we touched on this delusion going out with the Word of God actually supernaturally being changed through 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. We read about a ushering in, okay, of the lawless one, the Antichrist, okay? Which I firmly believe Obama is going to be taking a seat into the UN, the United Nations. I believe that's his direction, okay? This ushering in that we're seeing these strange manifestations in the world, we broke down 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, all power, every lying, wicked deception. People are like, well, God, you know, the devil can't do that. It's impossible. And I'm like, well, how come the word says every and all there? And we went through the Greek. So, you know, to limit that word is contrary to the word. You see what I'm saying? So it don't make any sense. There is a season of time where power will be given to this this devil, this demon that's inhabiting this man. They're using, I believe, CERN. Maria had a dream about this porthole being opened up, and demons and other people have had dreams, prophetic dreams about CERN also. CERN, incidentally, their logo is 666, and their inlays, if you load it into a editor, they're literally 666 in their logo. Getting back to last week's, the week before that's broadcast, we touched on the manifestation of the times that we're in. A lot of folks don't believe this. They can't see it, and I don't know why they can't see it, but I have my reserves about why they can't see it. And some folks do see the changes. For the most obvious, there has been a shift in reality through them bringing in and loosing certain angels, I believe, that were bound. They've opened up a pit. You know, Revelation 7 talks about a beast out of the bottomless pit that was and is not and yet is. The whole statement's confusion, you know, and that's more or less what we're seeing, the things that were, that are not, and although they are. In reality, there is a kind of a shifting going on. We are in the end times. There's no doubt about it. We are in the roll-up, the roundup, and we're going to see more take place. But getting back to the things shifting and changing, Daniel chapter 7 talks about, a lot of people use that, Daniel 7. Well, he'll think to do it. Meaning he'll try. And I'm like, wait a minute. That means he's going to remember to do it. It says to bring to remembrance to change the laws and the times. And we're seeing times change and the word, which is considered the law, the word of God, changes taking place subtly. Okay, that broadcast was called The Sword of Subtlety. So these changes are very subtle. Okay, and that's how the enemy operates. If he can get you biting along on subtle changes and keep you going like the Pied Piper, you could be fished into this delusion as it grows stronger, I believe. So, getting back to praying for discernment in this hour and for eyes to see. Remember, the word is clear. Pray that no man deceive you. Nobody deceives you. Deception is one of the main demonic grips. And pride is a big problem. A lot of Christians are very proud. And because of that, they're being blinded. Some are very judgmental and condemning. We're noticing those types seem to be blinded also. Those that have dished out any type of false doctrine to the sheep and lambs, God's flock, specifically once saved, always saved, eternal security, preterism, any of these strange doctrines, and they knew they were strange, and because they knew they were strange, now they've been blinded. Okay, because those that know to do good and don't do it is considered sin. And what's happening is this searing that's taking place is kind of disturbing in a way, because we see it. A lot of people see it. And I know the King James pretty well. I can read the King James. Now, a word of comfort. I have a bunch of, I don't know how it happened, but the Schofield 1967 reference Bible is fixed. Meaning, all the shifts happening to the King James now, like bottles and British pounds appearing in there and corn, and now you see bottles all over popping up, you know, all these weird words popping up. Now, here's the thing. The Schofield 1967, I just ordered more of them. You know, we got them all over because that Bible used to be in error, but where the brackets are, somehow the footnotes went into the brackets. So the Schofield 1967 reference is almost fixed. It's amazing. You can go to, you know, Hosea 7:5, and it doesn't say bottles of wine there. It says wineskins. Go to Mark 2:2:2. It says wineskins. You know, the way the King James used to be. Now, how did that happen? I have no idea. Okay, I'm happy I have it. But there are some verses that are mutilated. You have to fix them. Like, of course, Isaiah 11:6, 11:8, you know, anywhere where you see the wolf will dwell with the lamb, that's the lamb will lay with the lion. You got to fix some things like that. But it's very repairable, and it's very refreshing, because every time you see a change, and you can see where the changes take place now, because just go find some brackets in the reference and go, man, that's probably changed. And then you go to the King James, and there it is. Like now, you'll see, it used to say, my heart is troubling me in Lamentations. But now it says, my bowels trouble me. You know, just crazy stuff, like the Pepto-Bismol thing. You know, you go to the Schofield, my heart is troubling, and you go to the King James, now my bowels are troubled. And everybody's like, well, that's how it was. No, it was not like that. Okay? All these weird things, these are demonic shifting. And, you know, the easiest one, I talked to an old friend, I've talked to him in years today. I'm like, I said, you remember Snow White? He goes, oh, yeah, the old Disney movie from the 30s. I said, okay, when the wicked queen looked in the mirror, you know, the she looked in the mirror, and what did she say? Oh, mirror, mirror. First thing out of his mouth. I said, well, guess what? Go check that out and call me later. He called me later. He couldn't believe it. Now it's magic mirror. There's all these little shifts going on. Now, put that aside for a minute. Getting back, that I want to focus on also other signs of the times. Not just that, because that is one sign of the times. We are entering in to the roundup and the whole gathering in for this Antichrist system to take effect. We're going to see the beast system implemented like never before. Now, we've seen pangs of that over the years, but this is, we're going into fulfillment time. This is it. You're going to see it happen. Now, incidentally, I had a dream a day or two ago about, I had an Obama dream back in 2013, I think, or 2012, about Obama's eyes becoming onyx. And I just had a dream, a short dream, and I saw the TV, and I saw him staring, and his eyes on the TV were becoming onyx. And I remember looking at the TV in the dream, and I'm like, wow, that reminds me of my dream I had. So I'm like, wow, is that a kind of fulfillment? Is Satan entering into this guy or what? You know, so that's kind of interesting. But also had a dream about Trump, how there could be a shifting something else coming about where the Bernie, the younger generation, might be going behind Trump. I don't know. You got to test these dreams. You know how they are. But I'm never thus saith the Lord about everything 100% unless I know and I've tested something. But there's other people out there, they just speak first person to the Lord. But, you know, and if they have that anointing, praise God. But if they don't, you know, you got to be careful, because when you speak presumptuously, you know, for the Lord, it can be dangerous. But test everything. Test everything we talk about. Now, this situation with other signs of the times, incidentally, the Zika virus is a definitely global epidemic, and it transfers itself through sexual morality. And like they said years ago, that mosquitoes, you know, couldn't be a big threat for any type of global plague. Well, it's happening. They are transferring this disease. This is a pang of the pale horse. Pestilence is in the air. No pun intended. Now, the ark that Noah built has been remanufactured and has been built to exact specs. They have a Noah's Ark Park now. And if that's not a sign of the days of Noah, I don't know what is. Because now we got a real Noah's Ark. Whenever before have we ever had the exact dimensions of a Noah's Ark built again in history since Noah's Ark? Never. Never. Can you give me one now? No, you can't. Because right now we have a Noah's Ark. Now, I'm saying that that's a sign that Jesus said, as in the days of Noah, we're seeing a push forward of complete insanity in the land. We're seeing, like in the days of Noah, there was violence. We're seeing the violence. We're seeing in the days of Noah now mutation between animal and man. They're lifting the ban on doing gene mutations between animals and humans. And we know in the book of Enoch, many people don't believe in the book of Enoch, but Enoch chapter 1 was found in the Dead Sea Scroll. And right there, if you look at it, it did say that the angels, the watchers, did defile themselves with animals and with the women. So there were certain angels that were in human form. A lot of people say that can't possibly happen. They just don't know the word, and that's the scary part. Because you know that the angels that met Abraham had stomachs. They were eating with him. They were in human form, and they almost got raped. But they were more powerful than the rapists, obviously, in Sodom. So obviously they were in human form. So there were angels in human form, and they were doing, I guess, foul things. And we're seeing a mutation now. They're lifting the ban on gene fabrication of organs with animals and humans. Just crazy stuff. And if that's not bad enough, we see this quantum effect, whatever you want to call it, Mandela effect, with all these changes. Bible word changes, little subtle changes here and there. And this is all getting you ready for what's coming. And listen, I'm going to get Redbeard on in a minute because we've got the 45 minutes. But getting us ready, real and right in this hour, I recommend getting a Schofield 1967 used hard copy. I think I paid $9, $10 for a couple of them, $10, $12, $13. Grab one of those and just fix the couple things you have to. But essentially, you got your old King James back, pretty much. And that's been a great comfort for me, because I was a little flipped out because I like the King James Bible. It was like, you know, it's my Bible. When I first became a believer, you know, it was dear to me, you know, and seeing changes like that bothered me. Now there's other incidents going on where there's other people now on YouTube making videos, actually flagging verses that were never changed. You have to watch for this. This is probably the whole plan of the enemy from the beginning of this, sending out a couple changes and then allowing man to get in there and the mass hysteria. Not to say that the phenomenon wasn't real. It's just that now we got mass hysteria of people that really never knew the word and never really were burnt into the King James. And now they're flagging everything that might have weird in Scripture that they thought looks weird. And, you know, I saw somebody on YouTube where Jesus, now they made a video that Jesus never eat my flesh and drink my blood. Of course he, that was in scripture. That's why some people departed from him after he said that. They couldn't handle it. They didn't understand the revelation that he was the bread of life. Okay? So after he said that, many of the disciples left. They couldn't bear that because they didn't understand exactly. If you read the context of it, there's been sermons preached about that for years. Yet this Mandela hyperism is flagging all these verses as being demonically changed, but they haven't. Are they a demonic satanic psyop? Do they know what they're doing, or are they just ignorant? I don't know. But they're flagging everything along, and they've got drones of people, you know, noodling along with them. So we're seeing this whole thing, you know, get flagged as a hypo-hysteria legitimately because people just, I don't know. I guess the enemy's kicking along in that one because now it makes the whole movement or anybody that sees anything look like broad brush nuts because they're flagging verses that we know were always there. But of course, you know, wineskins, bottles, you know, all the obvious ones, we all know them. I mean, come on. There's something crazy going on. Judge not lest ye be judged. Matthew 7 was always there. Everybody knew that one. Come on. You know, all these judge not lest ye be judged. Everybody was flying around with that one for years. It always was Matthew 7. Now you look at it, it says, judge not that ye be not judged. And now, it didn't say, it said, judge not lest ye be judged. So we're seeing changes in products, in slogans, in geographical positions, in names, in people, who knows? You know, we're in the season of the, we're in the roundup, let's just call it that. So, calling evil good, we're seeing that manifestation, of course, with, you know, I saw Hillary on TV saying, we're going to raise taxes on the middle class. Everybody's cheering. I'm like, this is just crazy. We're in a time of complete insanity. I mean, how someone can get away with so much lying, the both of them, Obama and Hillary, who Trump named the queen of corruption, and she just completely lies, gets caught, lies more, gets caught, lies, FBI comes out and just keeps lying. I'm like, this is just unbelievable. And then people still rallying around this person. So this is a sign that we're in a strange time, okay? When people can rally around someone that got caught lying about Benghazi, leaving our men to die, making up the video story, you know, parading around with that, lying, the whole DNC primary was now rigged, and they're still kicking along. How can that be? How can it be when they rig an entire primary and it's still going? There's a supernatural evil force working with them. It has to be. We're watching complete demonic powers just taking over groups of people and moving this evil along. This is calling evil good and good evil. This is a complete upside down world. And I'm telling you, the only thing right now is getting under the blood of Jesus. That's Revelation 12:11. Keep confessing it, professing it, decree the blood over your house, family, your loved ones, everything, everything. Keep proclaiming the blood of Jesus over everything. Put that bloodline up in your house every night. So, with that being said, I want to probably get Redbeard on the line. Because this is just unbelievable, you know? I mean, has anybody noticed it? Am I the only one? I mean, it just seems to be like we're in a, like, Twilight Zone. When you look at it. Oh, God, help us. Yeah, it's, folks, you know, and it can, it's, you know what? I hope I dial Redbeard. I just talked to him, too, right?
Hello.
What's up, Pinkbeard? I'm sorry.
Wow, what's going on, man?
Yeah, so I was just touching on the level of insanity, but I know, you know, listen, I want to move along to something else because the broadcast tonight, the focus is also on this election. I believe that this election is very important, okay? And a lot of you have already known. Incidentally, people are messaging me about the Faith Radios. We got a lot of them out. If you need more Faith Radios, get a hold of me toll-free, 877-734-6327. Our mailing address, if you want to issue any contributions to Watchmen Radio, M-E-N, our mailing address is 47 West Lake Drive. That's two words, West Lake. And that's Patchogue, P-A-T-C-H-O-G-U-E, New York, 11772. Now, Faith Radio Project is pretty much caught up, but now we got a new backlog, people messaging us. So if you need one, get a hold of us. What?
I said 2 years, I'm still waiting on mine.
Yeah, well, you might need one, actually. You thought Matrix was in the King James. I got to watch you. But getting back to the chat box, people ask about the website. We just, if you want to go to the chat box, it's mixlr.com/Watchmen Radio. That's Watch M-E-N Radio. That's how you get to the chat box. Now, the link is not on the website because the website, we're just using the Podomatic page, I guess, for now. So if you want to go in there, that's, it's like a secret way in. I know you got to do typing. This election, I believe, is important. I believe the queen of corruption is evil, and I believe her policies are evil. And this whole, I see every year, I've been on the radio, what, 14 years? I've been through many elections, and I've always, there's always this, we don't go for the lesser of two evil, you know, that thing going on. And that thing, listen, I don't know where you get that doctrine or what you're even trying to think in your mind, but if you want to just weigh out policy and say, well, wait a minute, we got abortion, militant homosexual over here, okay? Stripping away of freedoms, transgender, this whole array of filth, and you have a way of stamping it out. I suggest you do. I suggest you do. Now, Trump has put an outline of certain SCOTUS, Supreme Court justices, that are completely very conservative, very anti-gay, very anti-abortion. And I don't know if you guys understand that SCOTUS seats are very important, that if a state wants to stop and halt something that's been instituted, it would go to the Supreme Court. Okay? And we could see a shifting. And this could be a form of a revival. You know, we have to put a stop to some of the abominable things. It's just common sense. Now, if you have the power through unity, you see, that's the problem. Everybody was unified when they wanted Christ to go to the cross. I mean, all the Pharisees and Sadducees teamed together. It says in one accord. So the satanic ones and the evil ones seem to get together in one accord, but the Christians, everybody's fighting the lesser of two evil people. You got this over there. And I'm saying, well, wait a minute. What does the word say? Okay, because when King David was brought forth with evil things that were going to come before him, he had either a famine or a pestilence or a flee from his enemies, and he picked the Lord, of course, but they were all evil things. He just picked the one that seemed least evil to him. And I think pestilence came. That's after he numbered the people. But he evaluated a lesser of evil there. Now, you know, listen, come out and help stamp this stuff out, especially abortion. Now, I'll get into what I feel about in the book of Judges. Judges is kind of where I'm going to be here, because Judges chapter 5, verse 23 says, "Curse ye Meroz." And an angel came down from heaven to curse an entire region. Right, Jimmy? Now, this region did not help the Lord rid the land of the inhabitants. And that's exactly what we need to do. We need to stamp out perversions, abortion, transgenders, multi-bathroom function. All this stuff needs to stop, in my opinion. I believe that's God's will. Okay? Now, the SCOTUS seats are very important. We have to take the Supreme Court with conservatives. We have to do it. It has to be done. That's the main thing right now.
That's the whole thing I keep trying to tell people, Rich, is it doesn't matter if you hate Donald Trump or not. They already released a list of people that are going to sit on the Supreme Court, or he's going to nominate the Supreme Court, that will rule according to the Constitution. And if they rule according to the Constitution, your religious rights are going to be secured, your rights to bear arms are going to be secured, the rights of unborn babies are going to be secured, the rights of a man and a woman to equal marriage are going to be secured. Because of that alone, you are literally voting for good and evil. Forget about the name on the ticket. Look what they're going to do for the next generation by these Supreme Court judges, because these Supreme Court judges don't sit there for 4 years like a president. Some of them sit there for 40 years legislating from the bench.
Yeah.
So if you understand the ramifications of that, you literally are voting this election for good or for evil, because these judges that Trump wants to appoint are going to rule for the good of the people. The people that Hillary Clinton wants to appoint are going to rule evilly for the people, for things against Scripture, like homosexuality, killing our unborn, taking away religious freedom, taking away your right to defend yourself. These are the judges that she will appoint.
Yeah.
Trump has already declared what judges he will appoint.
That's
so
right.
You literally are voting for good and evil. You're not voting for the lesser of two evils.
That's good. Another way of putting it, Jimmy. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. The SCOTUS, the Supreme Court seats are very important, folks. Don't kid yourself. Now, Judges chapter 5:23, they did not come out and rid the land of the wicked inhabitants. And because of that, if you read it, it says, "Curse ye, Meraz, said the angel of the Lord, curse ye bitterly the inhabitants thereof, because they came not out to help the Lord, against the mighty." Now, these demon powers operating in these people, these droves of people, are mighty demons. They are occupiers of the land. They must be rid, okay? They must be rid through policy, because we can't, obviously, exterminate them. So they have to be shut down through policy. We have to do it that way. And that's what the Supreme Court is all about. You getting it? We have to shut this down. Now, like Jimmy just said, those laws of this gay marriage, transgenders, and the abortion can be turned off real quick, okay? Because Trump's got a list of hyper-conservatives, okay, that hate abortion and hate the gay marriage. This could be turned off. We could see a revival break out in the land. We could see, I would personally like to get rid of all these libtards, in my opinion, but I know he can't do it. But maybe Trump will. Maybe he will, gather them up and get rid of them. Who knows? I wouldn't mind it, but you know what I mean? But you can build islands. China knows how to make islands with sand and everything in the middle of the sea. Just put everybody there and get them out of here, you know? But this Judges chapter 5, verse 23, okay, very important. Okay, this curse came upon those that were passive, those that were procrastinating, those that were not behind the agenda. They wanted to just fold their arms and go to sleep, and because of that, they got cursed. Check it out. Incidentally, Eli, I want to touch on Eli. Now, Eli knew his sons were what they were up to. They were having sex with the church women. They were actually defiling the sacrifices of the meat. They were taking the portions for themselves. They were just completely doing whatever they wanted to do, and they were in an office of priest over the people. This is equivalent to a political leadership. And they were essentially under the rule of the judge. I believe Eli was the last judge. Is that true? Was Eli the last judge?
I think there were actually other judges after him.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure, because after David, we had...
I kind of feel Eli was the last judge, but maybe I'm wrong. Now, Eli was a judge. Now, there's that word. That the judge had the authority to eject his sons out of this position. Okay? You see where I'm going with that? He had the authority to cease what was going on. Now, I'm going to read it here in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 23 to 25, because this is what I'm talking about. You could talk the talk and all day long, but sometimes God is calling to action the ceasing of something. He wants it stopped. Does that make sense? Now, in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 23 to 25, this is actually his let's call it a reprove. He reproved, but he didn't rebuke, because God said later he didn't rebuke. So he did some form of reprove, but it wasn't enough. Okay? It wasn't enough. Now, it says, and he said to his sons, "Why do you do such things? For I hear of your evil dealings from all these people. No, my sons, it is no good, this report that I hear, the people of the Lord spreading abroad. If someone sins against man, God will mediate for him. But if someone sins against the Lord, who can intercede for him? But they would not listen to the voice of their father, for it was the will of the Lord to put them to death." So God was hardening their heart. It's like Pharaoh. They were getting seared. You see, that's a very dangerous position. Now, he still had the power to remove them physically. You see what I'm saying? He had the power to get rid of them. He was a judge. Now, in 1 Samuel chapter 3, we just go to the next chapter. There was a word coming to Eli, and the word was pretty terrifying. And it was realistically, because he would not remove his sons from that position. Are you getting it? That God was calling him to action. Okay, he did the reproof. I just read it to you. But it was not good enough. There's certain things that just aren't good enough, and God is calling to action something to be stamped out 100%. And when you're in a position where you can do that, and it's not being done, that's very dangerous. Because those that know to do good and don't do, it is equated to be sin. Now, this is the word that came forth from the Lord. "In that day I will carry out against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house." This judgment was going across the board on his sons, on him, because he was complacent and wouldn't march out to shut down the filth. Okay? "What I have spoken against his house from the beginning to end, for I have told him that I am about to judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knew, because his sons brought a curse on themselves and he did not rebuke them." Okay? We read early he did a reproof. But like I said, rebuke is a stern shutting down, stamping out what they were doing. Now, this is equated to what's going on in the land now. We have the power to stamp this garbage out, to stop the militant homosexual agenda. But why is it that Christians and believers can't come together through policy and through raising a voice to stop this? This could have been stopped years ago. years ago, but because of the bickering and whining and aggravation and contentions and all the doctrinal issues, there cannot be any unity. Yet when you read scripture, you see Satanists and everybody come together and alike, and you see them all unified, and you see them all partying in Vegas and Burning Man festivities. But why is it? It seems that believers are like whining little children and can't have the authority and the power to get together to stamp this filth out 100%. And that's exactly what should be getting done here. Now, you might just say it's the end of the world, it's a sign of the times. Faith is trying. You still try to stamp it out. You still try to put it away. If you notice, Jeremiah knew what was coming, but he kept preaching repentance. That's faith. Keep until God tells you to stop. Right? Samuel kept praying for Saul. He kept praying, even though he was seared. He kept praying. He kept trying. Okay? We just don't give up. Now, this here, very deadly here, like I just read to you, it says he did not rebuke him, verse 14 in Samuel chapter 3. Therefore, I have sworn to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be atoned for by sacrifice or offering forever. This is unbelievable. This, do you see what's going on here? This is the unbelievable curse. It couldn't even be atoned. This is just for not stamping out evil. You getting it? This is how the Lord feels about it. This is a principle in Scripture. We know the heart of God by reading about him. Now, 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 11. So the Philistines fought, and Israel was defeated, and every man fled to his tent, and the slaughter was great, for there fell in Israel 30,000 foot soldiers, and the ark of God was taken. It gets even worse here. This is a complete Ichabod happening. And the ark of God was taken, and the two sons of Eli also died. It's 1 Samuel chapter 4, 11. Okay? So, massive judgment went out. What God said he was going to do, it happened. And now you read down here to 1 Samuel chapter 4, go to verse 18. Then the one who brought the news replied, Israel has fled before the Philistines, and there has also been a great slaughter among the people, and your two sons also are dead, and the ark has been taken. This was the word to Eli. He was hanging out on a rail, sitting there. And then it says, Eli fell off his seat backward beside the gate, and he broke his neck. Okay? He snapped his neck right off. This whole thing went down pretty terrible. This entire story. I mean, you know, you have the ark of God being taken. You have a curse going out on him, his seed, family forever. Never be atoned again by any type of sacrifice and offering. You got the kids, they're dead. All this happened just because of not bringing forth a proper rebuke in the authority that he had to shut down evil. Now I'm saying, is that the heart of God? Has he called us to do what we can to stamp out the filth? Because, listen, this, like Jimmy was saying, the SCOTUS seats are very important. They have to. I believe the Lord is just really marking people at this point to see where they're at. Do they really care about those babies? Do they really care about the blood of innocence? Do they really care about the homosexual militant agenda? You see where I'm going with that? This can be very dangerous. Go and help the Lord, like in Judges chapter 5, verse 23, and do what you can to stop this where we're in. Now, you know, Could it get better? I don't know. I feel we're in the end times. I feel that this is going fast. I feel these changes and shifting that we're seeing, these great lying signs and wonders that are manifesting in the land our prophetic timetable has been spinning quickly. So, you know, could things get better? Could there be a pushback? Could God use someone like Trump and other people to uncover and expose the dark ties that have been going on, the corruption? I would like it. I would like it to happen. I would like to see Hillary in jail. I would like to see Obama in jail. I would like to see all this exposed. I would like to see all the corruption exposed. Okay, how they've sold us out. I would like it. Could it happen? I don't know. But the best thing you could do is try. Now, Jimmy, what do you got? 2 cents on that?
Well, you know, the whole thing, every time we talk about the presidency, everybody wants to talk about Trump and Hillary. At the most, they're there for 4 to 8 years. Their time in office is so insignificant compared to the damage they can do through their Supreme Court appointees. The Supreme Court appointees will carry on that presidency's legacy for the next 40 years. I mean, right now, one Supreme Court justice seat is open, Anthony Scalia's. Okay? So whoever is elected president immediately is going to appoint one Supreme Court justice to an evenly divided court.
That's right.
So your vote this election is going to sway that court system to the liberal side or to the conservative side. Mm. So your vote this election counts probably more than any vote in your lifetime.
Wow.
Okay? I mean, that's just the simple fact of it. And if you refuse to vote, the father doesn't talk about voting because, of course, voting wasn't a thing in Scripture.
Mm.
But he talks about if you will not stand up against the evil, I will appoint evil judges over you. If we don't stand up against the evil, then this evil woman is going to win, and she is going to appoint evil judges over us.
Wow.
To bring about judgment upon us. This is the most serious thing that is happening to us as a nation at this point. And for those people that say, oh, voting for either one of them is just voting for the lesser of two evils, and voting for the lesser of two evils is still voting for evil. And I'm not going to vote for evil because I'm such a holy, righteous child of God.
Hmm.
Well, I'm glad you're so holy that you can see the intent of a man's heart who the Father said only he can know to call that person evil. What we can see is what's before our face. We can look at Trump's kids and the way that they live their lives, the way they're trying to raise their children. We can look at Hillary's kids, the way they live their life, and the way they're trying to raise their children. Now, you tell me which one lines more up to Scripture than the other, okay? Because that's the character of their parent. That's why all through Scripture, the Scripture tells us, you know, to even be a bishop, you must be the husband of one wife, blameless, and your children under subjection. So your children follow your lead. And if they were raised to be respectful, they were raised to fear God, then that's what they're going to do. If they were raised to be belligerent, then that's what they're going to do. That shows the character of their parent. So when we look at this election, we have to look at several things. Don't look at Trump. Don't look at, because, I mean, Rich will tell you, Trump was not my first choice.
No, he wasn't.
I mean, you
were in error for that, by the way.
Well, he's still not my first choice. But
doesn't matter, bro.
But listen, he's the choice we have. This man has come out in an unprecedented move and released a list of every person he will nominate.
That's
to the
right.
Court.
Yeah. And he's a man of his word with that. But
I will
tell you this. You were off on Trump. I had the dream on Trump over a year ago. My dream was accurate. Okay? And
I agree, Rich. I'm just saying that, you know,
you should say it. Say your dream is accurate.
Your dream is accurate.
Okay.
Mike Huckabee was always my first choice.
Say it again.
Oh my goodness.
That's right. It was accurate. That's right. Now, listen, Huckabee is in Trump's camp.
I know he is.
Now, listen, folks. I have to tell you this. We have to do what we can. And like Jimmy was just saying, you know, Trump's children are very mannered. I know Trump is, you got to stand Trump. You know, I did work at Trump Plaza back in 92 when he was with Ivanka. So I was there. He was there. He's very, detailed about everything. He's kind of a perfectionist, you know. So he's very, he's a workaholic. And he, that's not a bad thing in that office. He's going to do what he can for trade deals and things of that nature. But you got to understand that the generation he came out of in New York, working in construction, yeah, obviously he had to have dealt with certain construction companies in New York City. That's how the mafia was here in New York.
Rich, here's my point to that. Even if Trump gets in office and he is the worst president in presidential history, which I don't believe that that's going to be the case. I'm just saying, if that unseemly thing happened, if he did only one thing, and that is appoint the judges that he would appoint, then what he did to save this country would be more than any president in the last 150 years.
The SCOTUS judges are the most important thing right now, folks.
Absolutely.
You got to know that. I think that's why one's missing right now, so everybody knows the sense of urgency with that. And states would cater to them, and there'd be cases brought up for them. And with this whole abortion thing, listen, Texas is trying to do a good thing by making all the expanding all the codes for the abortion clinics. They were in the process of shutting them down. That's what they were going to do.
Well, you had to go to a hospital.
Exactly. And
the hospital to get it done.
Texas was on the right track. And
couldn't do it in some back alley, so nobody knew you did it anymore.
They were making all these hoops they had to jump through, and the Supreme Court, you know, knocked it down or whatever. But you see that case? If we had it juiced in with conservatives, that would have got the stamp of approval on it, and we could start to see babies not being slayed anymore, which is a good thing.
Just that law alone, Rich, how many babies' lives would that law alone have saved? Thousands, hundreds of thousands. This vote you are making, forget about the presidential vote. If you don't want to vote for the president, don't vote for the president. Vote for who they're going to appoint to the Supreme Court, because that's who's really going to be ruling us for the next 100 years.
I also like the Mike Pence too. I didn't really like him in the beginning, but I see him as an honorable man.
Absolutely.
And I think he's a good balance for Trump. And listen, folks, we can't have the queen of corruption. We do not want the queen of corruption in there. Okay? I'm telling you, Hillary Clinton is satanic. Her own book was dedicated to Lucifer. Okay? You're dealing with Illuminatists here. They're just completely nuts. Now, Trump, I believe, is completely outside. That's why they hate him. They hate him. They've come out and said he's not in the club.
One little correction on that, Rich. It wasn't her book. It was her favorite book, which was Karl Marx, who he dedicated his book in the opening page to Lucifer.
Right. Well, the bottom line, folks, is that whole camp is... Listen, like I said earlier in the broadcast, we're in a season of time where insanity is running rabid. Okay? We're seeing signs of the times like never before. We're seeing the changes that we touched on. We're seeing the Noah's Ark being rebuilt. We're seeing now they're going to be gene-pulling humans with animals. Okay, just crazy stuff. Okay, we're in. If there's not a pushback now, this is going to accelerate even faster. There'll be less time to win souls. There'll be less time to do the exploits that Joey's wanted to do, or if you're doing them, to keep doing them. You getting it? And the only thing that's going to slow it down for a season is going to be pushback. Now, this country has always been a shining light and example of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ on the world. It has. Okay, now you look at Europe, by the way. It's almost completely anti-Christ in most of the regions. This Muslim, this thing Obama did with the Muslims by interjecting them all over the world, okay? He knew they were going to kill Christians. He could have stopped them from going into Iraq, okay? For 2 weeks, I remember, Jimmy, for 2 weeks they were on open roads. I remember Bill O'Reilly saying, why didn't they just shoot them because they're on the open roads? For 2 weeks they were in, and Jimmy, you were in Iraq. Where could they hide? They were in open.
There's nowhere to hide.
There's nowhere to hide. They were in open roads in a convoy. Does anybody remember the convoy? I mean, it was like a dust cloud, and they were going in. Now he let them roll in. He didn't do nothing to stop them because he knew they were going to commit genocide. They knew that the Christians were going to be persecuted over there, and that's exactly what's happened. Antichrist, right there. Okay. And that's what's going on. We're seeing a great persecution on saints.
Well, now, the sad thing, Rich, is Americans sit back in their comfy, lazy boy chairs watching Fox News or CNN, thinking, well, at least it's not here. At least it's not here. The problem is, this is your brothers and sisters in the faith that are dying daily.
Right.
And if you think it's not coming here, you are delusional. You are absolutely delusional. And it's not delusional in the sense you've been tricked. You are delusional because you are deluding yourself.
Yeah.
It is coming here if it is not stopped now.
That's Obama's army. ISIS, listen, they formed ISIS. They weaponize them, give them what they want. They're still using American machinery.
Benghazi was a huge weapons deal, underground weapons deal gone bad, where they were passing weapons to ISIS,
yeah,
because they wanted ISIS, at that time weren't known by ISIS, to overthrow Assad. That's why Benghazi happened. Hillary Clinton's on record. It's just craziness that the American public believes every lie this woman says.
You know what? It's scary in a way, because looking at her, especially recently, she's having those spasms and acting weird. I think she's just demonized.
She absolutely is. She has a brain tumor. She has brain damage.
I think that's just a demon. I'm serious. Oh, that's a demon manifesting it. Her head flips out, and then she chatters her head, man.
Yeah.
I've seen demons do that. They do that.
Hey, watch her eyes, Rich, when she does that, how fast they dart back and forth, and you try to do that. Just try to do it. You can't do it. It's physically impossible. It is something.
Yeah.
It is something neurological or something demonic. Well,
demons are neurological, okay?
Absolutely. It's something totally...
Check out the spirit of lunatic. But I will tell you this, okay? She's got lunatic, okay? So she's just completely demonized. Now, she's got to be stopped, folks. We cannot allow that queen of corruption in there, especially Bill back in there doing what he's doing in the Oval Office.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. Please, God, help us. I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, where am I going to go? I have to get out of here. I'm not going to stay there. I can't stay here. If they're in charge here. I mean, the first thing Obama's going to do when he knows he's got the green pass for Queen of Corruption coming in there, he's just going to start writing executive orders for gun control. You know that's coming.
Absolutely. That way she doesn't have to take the heat, but she doesn't have to overrule them either.
Exactly. They're going to smoke right in. And I'm telling you, folks, we're in the end times. And I believe she's demonized, watching her manifest recently, you know, shaking all over like a nutbag. I don't know what to say. I don't know how she got that demonized, but she looks like she is. And she's got all these militant homosexuals around them, and they're all, it's like the Sons of Belial. You got the Sons of Belial on one side, and then you got the Lord's people on the other. I mean, they got to go, man. Something's got to happen. We got to get rid of this. I mean, I would be so happy. You know how happy I would be if we could just, you know, take over the Supreme Court with conservatives and just begin to overturn old. I would love to just see the militant homosexuals' faces as they realize they can't get married anymore. That alone would bring great joy to me. You know, I'd be very joyful. You know, just knowing that they're not going to be hacking babies and selling their body parts. I mean, that whole thing got exposed. That was crazy. They were actually chopping them up. Right, Jimmy? They were chopping them up. I mean, this...
chopping them up and selling their body parts all over the world.
And that got exposed. You see what God's doing? He's exposing a lot of this stuff.
I mean, $2,000 for a baby brain. $1,000 for a baby liver. $1,000 for a baby
and
heart.
And you know what? They could eat salad and drink wine and talk about that. You see you see how seared they are?
Absolutely.
They're sons of Belial. I believe they're lizards. I believe they're lizards. Like lizards.
Human life to these people are just like human life to most.
I mean real lizards.
It has no meaning. No esteem placed on human life at all. No more than a cockroach that you would stomp under your feet. Because that's all you are, unless you're elite, unless you are a multimillionaire. Because most people don't get it, that even these people who aren't very rich, but they wield a lot of power, because these people don't care about money. They care about power.
They ain't get it. Their power is going to be stripped, okay?
Absolutely.
When Trump Pence gets in there and they're in jail, okay? And homosexuals are gone, okay, because they can't get married, and there's not going to be men peeing in front of little girls in bathrooms anymore. Okay, it's all got to stop. This is crazy. How could you do this? We got to stop it. All this crazy, chopping up babies, selling their legs, and then gay bathrooms with little girls and the transgenders. I mean, the whole thing is crazy.
It's absolutely nuts.
There's got to be a way to stop it, and especially the seats on, like we said earlier, the Supreme Court. That is the main thing. Once we're juiced in there, okay, and we got conservatives in there, we can start to overturn all this. I mean, this could bring a revival. You know, this would be like Josiah ridding the land of all the abominations. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Anyway, we'll watch for radio. We're getting ready to burn rubber out of there. We're going to be back next week by the grace of God. And like I said, nextcrusade.com, toll-free number, 877-734-6327. Faith Radio Project still going. If you need a Faith Radio, get a hold of us. And God bless you. Peace beeth unto you. Amen.
Amen.
Good night.
Shalom.